Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. The treat I have for you today is that I'm celebrating Fun Drive and celebrating my 6th year as a host at CJSF. One of the things that I appreciate about radio is that people like you and I, who might like music and like the idea of doing a show, don't have to go and borrow money, take out a student loan, go to broadcasting school, when right here, this station has an awesome training program for volunteers. And later I'll be sharing you with you my story of how CJSF became my best friend. But you know, those of you who listen and tell me they like what I say at the end, it's always love time, poem time, I have some other poems that I recorded, and I'm going to share some of them with you, because CJSA is a sharing place, and it is a caring place. It's my best friend. So let's hear one of my poems that you have not heard.
For fathers. Thank God for fathers. Thank you for the fathers who've followed your word in fathering children. Those who've invited you into their relationships, who've modeled your covenant in their family covenant. Thank you, God, for fathers who brave first the whip, then the whip-like conditions of various workplaces, to put food in refrigerators, beans in pots, meat and bread on tables. Thank you for those who aren't too proud to serve delicacies to their families and friends. Thank you, God, for our men who've been so misunderstood, who media have scraped, sniped, and discouraged, for their courage to own their own images, to reclaim their heritage, to master sports and sport top academic honors, to build careers and own businesses, to stand on point and bring up the rear, to wash little hands and mend broken hearts. Thank you, God, for those men who lavish fatherly care on children not their own, who have the courage and patience to deal with sour attitudes, hot tempers, and terrible tongues. Thank you, God, for those who step up to the plate as coaches, mentors, teachers, and friends, who have the discipline to dry girls' and women's tears without twisting their lives. Thank you, God, for the fathers who seek your face and fall before it, who invite you to walk with them, who invite you to talk with them, who invite you to sing with them, who invite you to work and mend with them, who invite you to teach with them, who invite you to preach with them, who invite you to be their father and their friend. Thank you, God, for fathers, and thank you especially for the fathers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, cousins, pastors, and friends you sent to share fatherly love with me.
Start wagging your tail. Fun Drive is here. I'm Connor, the music coordinator at CJSF 90.1 FM, and we invite you to join us and all your favorite hosts as we show the world how you are truly radio's best friend. Donate now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at The Place to Be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today we are celebrating, our anniversary, our annual fun drive, and we want to acknowledge that this station takes place on the unceded territories. Jesse is going to continue with our acknowledgement.
Sure, yeah, I'm here too. I'm Jesse. As we get started here, we want to acknowledge that the work that the radio station does here takes place on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples, including, but not limited to, the Kuquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And that we're very grateful to be able to work and play and live on these lands.
And one of the things that makes CJSF so special to me is that we don't just say that. Here with the music, this particular show, Indigenous, BIPOC, other people are able to bring their music, send it in, and get it aired. Some people have asked me, how much does it cost? And or how much do I have to pay you? I said, nothing. This is part of what we do. This is one of the ways that CJSF is a best friend to independent artists, best friend to people who may not want to record their own music, but who enjoy coming, volunteering to listen to the music that gets sent in. Things that come in here don't just go into a hold or a brown bag. There are people at desks, volunteers, students, interns, other hosts who listen to the music and gives a person an opportunity. We also support what other organizations are doing, like the Downtown Eastside program. There are 9 artists every year who are given an opportunity to perform, and we have included in some of our broadcasts interviews with people like Mary Seuss, and given them a way to get going with, I think each person is expected to do 9 programs, and it's just a reality that we don't just say that we are working toward reconciliation or that we are working to make this a community radio station. We're going to be sharing more examples from it as I do some of my poetry for you today. We are asking you to call a magic number. It's a number for everyone to share with their best friend, and that is to call or text the word donate. D-O-N-A-T-E, like donut, but it's donate, to 778-782-2573, cjsffunddrive.ca.
Yeah, and we thank you for your donation in any amount. We can suggest $35, $20, whatever you can give. The station greatly appreciates as we try to hit our fund drive goal of $10,000 in community donations.
And you know, people don't know how much it costs today. $675. People say, how could that possibly be? What does that $675 cover?
Well, a lot, but not enough, right? So it covers, you know, we do have some paid staff here at the station. I am one of the paid staff, but the station is only able to pay me to work 3 days a week. We have some other staff who work part-time and one full-time staff member. So part of that money goes to that, and as staff, we provide training, we provide support, we troubleshoot. We wear a lot of different hats because our resources are limited. It also pays for the cost of the space that we make this radio in, the studios and the rest of the station. We have to pay the Simon Fraser Student Society money to be able to have this space, so that costs money. We have to pay for our power bill. It takes a lot of power to run a whole bunch of computers and a broadcast antenna and all of that. And then there's, all sorts of incidental things. Equipment breaks and needs repairing or replacing. you know, we throw an event, and so we have to, you know, pay for all the things that go into throwing an event, whether that's equipment rentals, food and drink, you know, security staff, all that kind of stuff costs money. So that is what that $675 goes to, that and more. We stretch it in as many ways as we can, which again is why we're asking you out there to be our best friend and make a donation to CJSF's fund drive by calling or texting the word donate to 778-782-CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. Or you can go to cjsffundrive.ca. That's cjsffundrive.ca. And make a donation now. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Now we're continuing on with what I hope you find to be a treat, some of Sister C's poetry. They keep asking, are we sure? Did we take enough time to make up our minds? Did we get enough education? Or have enough fun? The answer is yes. Double yes. They ask if we have the sustainability to last until perpetuity. Will we scramble and fuss? Or can we hold on to us? When the test of time begins to unfold, the answer is yes. Double yes. What of the ties we have to careers in our crowd? Shopping dates, movie dates, bowling leagues, and card parties. And better yet, customary family occasions. Can we reschedule, budget, and adjust our priorities? The answer is yes. Double yes. Do we take each other with our fragile feelings to have and to hold, to treasure like gold, until we slip into life's higher ceiling? The answer is yes. Double yes. And so while in that poem, we were asking that question of someone considering and determining about their relationship, we are asking, can you say yes, double yes, to supporting CJSF? Because we love being your best friend and bringing you a variety of music, discussions, and opportunities to know what's happening in our community. How can they do that double yes, Jesse?
They can double or single go to cjsffundrive.ca. That's our Fund Drive website, and there's more information on Fund Drive and where the money goes and how important your support is at cjsffundrive.ca. Or you can send a text message with the word donate to 778-782-2573, 778-782-2573, or you can call that very same number, 778-782-2573, and one of us will answer the phone in studio and take your pledge. So please make a donation to Fund Drive today. It'll feel good, and it'll help your best friend. That's us.
Speaking of us, a lot of times people wonder, how did you get into doing that, Charlotte? You teach and you do this. How did you get into radio? Because before I got involved with radio, I had gone to the Straits with a big loan to go to film school. At retirement age, I had this deferred dream of becoming a filmmaker. When I was graduating from high school, I was the oldest child, and if I said I was going to go to film school, they would have... I won't say what they would have done for me in Kansas, but at 65, I went to film school. Then I came back to Vancouver, and lo and behold, I was getting to know people, and I saw a flyer. I saw this flyer up, and it said that it was there was a place that at 2 in the afternoon, there would be dancing and music. And I thought, okay, well, I'm older. I don't have to be worried about being out in the night. I'll go to this place. And I saw quite a few of these signs. So I got on the train. I got out here to the Simon Fraser University campus, and I discovered it wasn't a nightclub. It was a show. And not to waste any time, Magnus, the station director who Jesse just mentioned, said, oh, well, you know, we have a volunteer program here. Are you interested in doing anything with music and so forth? And I said, yes. And it turned out, instead of dancing every Saturday someplace, every Friday I was dancing in, well, now I have a show, but I had a whole year of training of being oriented to going to community events, to using a portable recorder, and asking people questions about their performances, asking questions from the audience of whether they enjoyed being there or not. And now I have this opportunity today to say, I'm using my voice. And I'm making a movie. I'm using my voice to say that it's your time as our best friend to enable people like me who might wander into the station but find people who are so welcoming that they encourage them to get into making shows or any part of broadcast they like. It could be listening to music. It could be hosting. It could be being a technician. It could be a person who reads the annual text to donate message. So we're going to do another text to donate, and then I'll be sharing another of my poems with you.
Sure, yeah. You can text the word donate to 778-782-2573, 778-782-2573. Text the word donate to that number or give us a call there. Or you can go to cjsffundrive.ca. I also just want to circle back a little bit on your story of coming to become a member, a host here at CJSF, because, you know, that is a unique story, but it's also kind of the same old story. You know, we have so many people here who come by for one reason or another. You know, they look through the window and they see all the old records, or they see a flyer for a show that they think is a dance party, or they see a flyer for an event that is a dance party, or whatever. There are so many reasons to come here, and people come and then they see that we, no matter who you are, no matter what your previous experience might be, we welcome you, and we want you to come and be a part of what we do, and we want to help enable and support you to do what you want to do here, to express yourself creatively through radio, and we'll give you all the tools and the training you need, and we don't charge a thing. Right, that's just sort of what we do, and we can't do that without, we can't continue to do that, we can't expand the ways that we do that without the support of you, dear listener. We need you to help us support people like Charlotte and other people who come into the station looking to do something creative, to participate in this community in some way. So you can help fund the next Charlotte, or help fund what's next for Charlotte by making a donation to CJSF's Fund Drive as we strive to raise $10,000 for campus community radio here in Burnaby. And you can do that by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573. That's 778-782-2573, or go to cjsffundrive.ca to make a donation now.
Yes. As you mentioned, the different things that are provided, I want to say I'm working with a group called Eco Wisdom and others that are looking at and encouraging people to make things accessible. And so it would seem at first thought, okay, well, I have a vision problem. You have to sit close to a monitor to see, watch what's going on with time. Usually, I was scared of all the little dials going up and down because I couldn't see. But this station has got equipment that makes it possible for a person, if they some people who use hearing aids, people who have specialized mics, to do what might have been thought to be impossible, to be on the radio. And so I am seeing the numbers that are large when I first came, and I thought, oh, I have to produce the show. You have to produce three before you can be on the radio. And two people who were interns, two college interns who were branching off to have a longer show, mentored me, so or helped me. And so I always have to have an engineer, because there's a lot of little things and squiggly lines. There are five monitors in front of Jesse. There are two things in front of me, but just the sincere way that I was treated, because there are some places that do not treat people who have a hearing, walking, any type of deficit. They will say on applications, we welcome handicapped people, but when you get there, it's not so welcome. The chairs can't move around. When this station was redesigned and moved into this hub, there was a point where they tested to see whether the chairs that you could roll from one place to the other, where people could get through. They didn't have to come and ask somebody to move something. So just, you know, really applaud this station as being one of the places that is making things accessible, not just with the blue chair. I thought it's more than a drawing of a blue chair. It's really in having people who treat people with respect and show them how to use the tools of the trade for doing radio. So with that, I'm going to go to a poem called Happiness is Having Our Friendship, by Charlotte Sister C. Farrell, a gift to you. Happiness is a word so simple it seems. It's the substance of many people's dreams. Having a friend like you brings joy for sure. Makes me happy today and forevermore. Friendship is a gift from God to enjoy. It's sweeter than fruitcake, more permanent than an expensive toy. Happiness comes from balancing life's ups and downs. It blossoms with daily smiles, not constant frowns. You are such a source of smiles, thoughts, and care. It keeps me from doing crazy stuff on a dare. Happiness is knowing our lives go on without end. You have helped forge a link better than money to spend. Eternally through spirit, our extended family is assured. Our kinship and love will be fully treasured. And we will fully treasure your supporting this station and the opportunity for independent people to share their work by calling or donating the word by calling or texting the word donate to 778-782-2573, cjsffunddrive.ca.
Community radio doesn't exist without the community of listeners and supporters that makes it possible. You are radio's best friend, and we need you as much as you need us. I'm Robin. I'm the host of Roots and Berries, and I am urging you to support CJSF 90.1 FM, your community radio station, with a donation to Fundrive at cjsffunddrive.ca. Or by texting DONATE to 778-782-CJSF right now. Your support is so important and it's so appreciated. Thank you.
Argument and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Tribute to your spirit, Mama, for
your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. Paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to wherever you could get 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. Paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, forever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses, do one thing at a time, wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the radiant way you face the ravishes of a painful, prolonged death, defied depression and refused to cry when the last strands of your hair left, set your vision on where you were going rather than on where you had been. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the indirect beauty you let flow from within, the loving way you dismiss me to go back to my family and accept the end. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for crossing the gulf between your heavenly rest and this earthly test, to give me answers to the questions, to stand at the finish line and cheer us on, to coach the matches that the enemy would have won. I'm just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Mama L. Jean Burleson. Nana. Auntie L. Jean. Ms. L. Jean. Paying tribute to your spirit. Paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Just paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Yeah, Mama, I'm paying tribute to your spirit.
Become radio's best friend. Good news, you already are. Listeners like you keep us company through the busy days and late nights, sharing songs, moments, and memories. I'm Mike, a host of Noise of Carpet, and during this year's fun drive, we're asking our best friends, that's you, to show their support by making a donation now at cjsffundrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573.
I'm just echoing again the request, invitation to you as our best friend to not just think about donating, but pick up that phone and text D-O-N-A-T-E, the word donate, to 778-782-2573. I'm feeling tender, Jesse. But around that poem, paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, a difference in the reception by one community college station and another in saying that its listeners are welcomed to bring in music, drop off music, and have the opportunity for someone to listen to it and recommend it to be played on air. When I finished that poem, some of the poems of mine that you're hearing recorded today, I took it to a U.S., L.A. Community College, in words, station, and I dropped it off with the security guard because I said it was for this particular show that I listen to every morning. Next morning, I get a call from this woman who is irate. She is the whatsy of the whoosie. And she says, you just can't. What makes you think you could just come by here and leave a CD with a security guard? That's not the way I do things. I'm Miss Whoosie. And it really hurt my feelings. And when I came here, you know, I just was sharing with someone, well, I have some poems, I have some poetry, and they welcomed me to play the one that everyone hears every week when I say, what time is it? Love time, poem time. You know, very welcoming. And so I've been able to see that happen with other people who've dropped off stuff. You know, there is a process for sending something in the mail as well, but it's genuine. It's not just words. And then when you get to the door, there's somebody says, well, if you pass me a couple of bucks, I can get you in.
Sure, yeah. There's no payola here.
No.
And, you know, that is a big part of our mandate and our role is to, you know, to be an archive of the community, of the sounds of the community, whether that's the music that's being produced locally. You know, we put a high priority on adding and playing and archiving anything that's local or you know, otherwise noteworthy from the area we broadcast to, and we try to do what we can to give local artists lots of airtime and provide other opportunities like playing at concerts. You know, we've partnered with CITR and another campus community station here in the Lower Mainland to put on the Victory Square Block Party. We over COVID we partnered with we partnered to put on the Downtown Eastside Showcase where you performed,
yes.
Charlotte, as well as others. And so there are all sorts of ways that we as a station are looking to contribute to the community and give back to the community and support and build and grow the community that we're a part of and the communities that we're a part of. But we can't do that without your help. So we are asking today and the rest of this week that you make a donation to CJSF's fund drive. It can be a little amount, whatever you can spare. If you're feeling particularly generous, it can be a large amount. You know, we have donors who donate $10. We have donors who donate $35. We have a few donors who donate $200, $300, $400. You know, we have some shows that bring in $1,000. So it is possible. I'm not asking everyone out there to donate $1,000, as amazing as that would be. But, you know, whatever you can manage, we would love the support, and it all helps. And you can do that by giving us a call or texting the word donate to 778-782-CJSF. That's 778-782-2573. Or you can go right to our Fund Drive website at cjsffunddrive.ca and fill out the form there. Click submit, and you will have made a donation to be radio's best friend, to be our best friend, and to keep things going here at your favorite campus community radio station.
And for that person that was getting their pin, I'll say it again, cjsffunddrive.ca. Another example, or highlighting one of the things that Jesse said about the DTES, the Downtown Eastside Small Arts Grant Program. The people who get those grants are expected to get themselves booked. And we have interviewed one or more people, one of them being Mary Seuss, and she presented the Albatross three poems with music, and she was delighted because she just had never done anything like write a press release or write a bio of herself, and those were things that we helped her in preparing to be on our show. And then she being a person that went and talked, she talked to the people that other people that work at Megaphone, and we've interviewed some of them, and there's a person from that group that's in training. So it's an interactive thing. It's not just at Fun Drive time that we say come and see the ways that we can help local artists get their career going or have a fair chance, a fair opportunity to be heard. It goes on all year, but we only ask you for money once a year, so we ask that you will give, tell your friends to give, so that we can meet our goal of $10,000 over this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And starting this morning, we're just a little under halfway there. We're at 4,340 as of the last count. And so we got 3 days left. We need a big push to get there. So if you can help us hit that number with a donation of any amount, small or large or medium, whatever size, you can do that by once again going to cjsffundrive.ca or texting the word donate or calling 778-782-2573. I am going to do my part. I love the show that you produce every week, Charlotte, and I'm going to donate $50. So we're going to get the ball rolling, and if anyone wants to match that or part of that or stack something on top of that $50 to help Charlotte help Sister C get to her show total, then we would love that. So you can go to cjsffundrive.ca. You can go call 778-782-2573 or text the word donate to the same number, 778-782-2573. Or today between 10 and 5, you can do what I do. Come by the station with some crispy cash. That's what it sounds like.
Real money.
or a check and make a donation to support CJSF's Fun Drive and be radio's best friend.
That makes me think of a poem.
Oh.
And the poem is called What If? And I had the pleasure of, different times in our Sulua show, we have a thing called pop-up poetry. Mm-hmm. And we invite poets to come in and share a poem and get some friendly feedback. This poem is one that I shared, and it's called What If? What If? This just ties into what you said, Jesse. And it's a call and response. So when I point to you, you say, What if?
Got it. What if?
You looked inside your mind and dared to unwind your beautiful dreams.
What if?
You looked inside your thoughts and scrubbed things with a negative ring.
What if?
You dared to climb the ladder all the way to the top and put new night bulbs in the ceiling above.
What if?
What if when they say, we need someone to deliver a meal to someone shut in, you say, I'm the one.
What if?
When you saw people picking on the new person on the scene, you stepped up and said, stop, that's my friend.
What if?
You decided to draw and paint the flowers you see from within.
What if?
You took a mustard seed of faith and let it grow into mountain-scaling power.
What if?
You decided that throwing away useful things needs to end, and it would be better to give to someone that could use them within an hour.
What if?
You looked around your neighborhood and found fences you could mend, sending bolts of hope that it could look new again.
What if?
We looked inside our hearts and found they have fountains of endless love.
What if?
We opened those fountains and let love pour out and extinguish flames of anger, hatred, or prejudice as gently as a dove.
What if?
Our names and fame became associated with creating heaven on earth.
What if?
We did the simple thing of sharing smiles that boost self-worth. And now I'm going to add another what if you decided to dial
778-782-2573. Or go to cjsffundrive.ca to make a donation now.
What if we see that donation showing up on our meter within the hour?
I know what if. We'll be so pleased, so excited.
And we'll know that you really are our best friend.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to continue on with me sharing some of my recorded poetry with you. Struggle and strife. Lord, please hug the children tonight. Wash them pure from urban blight. Lord, can't you hug the children tonight? Help them to see struggle in a new light. Teach them to love instead of fight. Lord, please lead the children away from the horrors of the day. Block them from stray bullets and prevent fresh, innocent lives from being spent. Lord, please steer all the youth. Show them clearly our God's truth. And lead them away from the acquiescence that short circuits adolescence. Lay hands on the city of angels today. In fact, please lay hands on the world today. There's hardly any place to play. Give us back a reverent nature. Help us to stop saying, I hate you. Bring us into a new reality where childhood can be enjoyed in its totality. Help us all commit to a new truth that makes life a joy for children and youth. Lord, please hug the children tonight. My Lord, please hug the children tonight.
Your ears. Fun Drive is here. Become radio's best friend this year by donating now at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
What a day, what a day. I'm celebrating my 6th year as a host and at the same time celebrating our 7th year of having a fun drive. I'm thanking those of you who are calling or telling others to call or text the word donate to 778-782-2573. Now, I have another of the stories of things that make me love having this position as a host. This person that leads a Friday morning show called Saluau, which means my guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Now, a listener that we had who acted upon what he's heard is a man named Neil Vian. Neil first participated with us doing a podcast 2 years ago, and He had a lot of poems, but he hadn't put them in a book. So now he has published not only a book, but he has had a publisher welcome him to do some more work. But he's come on the station and he had the opportunity to share his trip across America. He so believed in his work, but it wasn't getting published here or bought. He bought a case of books, he got onto the road, and he talked to Jesse, did an interview in San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By
the Bay. So he was such a determined person. I'm going to read one of his poems because he's come to the station. He isn't just someone who listened while what he had written was being read, but someone who's come and been on other people's shows, et cetera. So one poem from his book, From the Other Side, by Neal, N-E-A-L-L, Ryan, is No Such Thing. In ordinary world time, there is no such thing as silence, only infinitely small moments between thoughts. By stretching those tiny spaces, one can hear the silence. That's what meditation is for. In ordinary space and time, there is no such thing as nothing. Even in empty space, energy enfolds and unfolds to fill the void. But in the infinitely small spaces between our experiences exists the quiet peace of nothingness. That's what meditation is for. Calm the turbulence of the mind and open the door to the awareness that the consciousness of the universe resides in the void. Filled with nothing, waiting for whatever you choose to put there, this year may you fill the nothingness with love. A thought. The purpose of entertainment is to distract us from seeing the life the way it is. The purpose of art is to open us to a new view of the world.
Beautiful. Neil's words are always thought-provoking and inspiring. And I think it's really, you know, sort of going back to what you were saying before about, you know, with Mary Sose, and with Neil and with yourself and with lots of other people, one of the things that the radio station does is provide a platform,
yes.
Right? Provide a place where you can come and share your work, your thoughts, your art, whatever it might be, yourself, you can share that. And you don't, it sort of doesn't really matter where you are on your creative journey or your life journey or whatever journey you might be on. There's a space for you here. And We will help you present yourself to the world, and help you develop as an artist. You know, like opportunities to present your work are key if you want to develop whatever it is you're doing. Right?
Right.
You know, you can work on it yourself as much as you want, but at some point, it's got to go out to the world somehow, and it's harder and harder to find. You know, you can put it out yourself. You can self-publish. You can, you know, as Neil did. But he found that just having it published isn't enough. You need to go out. You need to promote it. You need to talk about it. You need to present it to people. And that's one of the things that we do here at CJSF. And one of the reasons that it's worth supporting the work that we do with a financial contribution, a donation to our fund drive at cjsffunddrive.ca or at 778-782-2573. You can call that number or text the word donate to 778-782-2573, and you'll receive a response with all the info you need to make a donation.
Yes, and talking about, you know, self-publishing or self-recording, when I look around this room, let's describe some of the equipment that's in here, because we talked about how much it costs per day and then how this is made available to someone in the community.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have, to start with, there are four microphones and a mixing board that, well, is from probably the 70s or 80s, but it works very well and it does what we need as a radio station, and to replace it is, you know, it sounds crazy, but tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And this room is sound treated. We've got two turntables. We've got three CD players. We've got multiple computers with lots of different software on them to run everything. And so there's the turntable station, but for DJing behind us. And that's just what's in this room. You know, we have another studio that allows for pre-recording or as a backup studio here. We have another studio at 312 Main, which is where Charlotte records her show, usually this show. Which is also likewise filled with, you know, three microphones and a mixing board and two computers, and the room is sound treated and we pay for that space. So, you know, there's a ton of stuff here that if you wanted to set this up for yourself, you're talking thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. But at no cost, you can come here, get training, use the equipment, and live your own radio dream. And you can support that for other people or even for yourself in the future if you want to come by making a donation today to CJSF's fund drive by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573, 778-782-2573. You can call that number as well, or you can go to our fund drive website at cjsffunddrive.ca.
And what does that SF stand for?
Simon Fraser, because we are up here on the campus of Simon Fraser University.
And so, being both on, this is another accessibility to the community factor, being up on the campus, it's a long drive, mm-hmm. And it's a longer bus ride, but downtown, having that commitment to be, it is in the downtown east side. It is in the area that is not the high rent district, but it's in the area where just being in the building, people who come there to get various social services, people who come there to get medical. So there's about 30 different
organizations
in that building. So it's a real people place. And people who are getting some of those services, asking, what do you all do, have been given the opportunity to come down. It's not like somebody looking at them and seeing, oh, you've got a walker like me.
Sure.
Oh, you've got on old boots so your colors don't match. But just it's an open door and a welcome if a person wants to learn. There's training done there. It's enabled me to come down and do my show on Friday because Jesse's there. There are hours. People can book hours to be able to come and get started with training as a volunteer or get training and help support with a rehearsal to help read the material. You don't come in the door and they say, okay, go, and then criticize you because you didn't go right. There's an opportunity to book time to do a rehearsal or get some tips on reading. So I can call CJSF my best friend, better than a dog. I don't have to get shots for it. All I have to do is myself inject donations in and ask my friends and people who've been on the show or listened to the show to take 5 minutes right now and call or text the word donate, D-O-N-A-T-E, not donut. It's donate time. Dial 778-782-2573, or you can email. Tell us the email, Jesse.
You can email anyone at the station, probably Magnus, the station manager, CJSFMGR, like manager, MGR, at SFU.ca, CJSFMGR at SFU.ca, or you can go right to CJSFFundrive.ca to make a donation there. And we're coming up towards the end of this very special fund drive episode. You had one more recorded poem you wanted to share.
Yes.
Can we get to that?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is. This is Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I've got my health back. My life is back on track. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I've got my strength back. Uh-oh, uh-oh, no pain is in my back. Uh-oh, uh-oh,
the devil lost again. Uh-oh, uh-oh, 'cause Jesus is my friend. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I've got complete joy. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I'm floating like a toy. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I've got my life back. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my spirit is intact. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I see the sun rise. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my eyes are on the prize. My Lord is my best friend. Uh-oh, uh-oh, he's with me thick and thin. Uh-oh, uh-oh, no worry will be spent. Uh-oh, uh-oh, my body's 100%. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I really love my life. Uh-oh, uh-oh, it's full of joy, not strife. My friends know this is true. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, uh-oh, Jesus loves you, I do too. Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh.
Song about a real experience. I was injured some years ago while I was working as a health promotion officer in Toronto. And I had a back injury that was very, very, very painful. And I went through different treatments and different mind-body healing things. And one morning, I sat up in the bed and there was not that stabbing pain in my back. And I literally said, uh-oh! And being a poet, I wrote a poem about it and found a musician who came up with some music. But now I'm saying, uh-oh, uh-oh, we're feeling good about this time we've spent with you. I feel good about every time I spend time with you, either in the studio or at an event. And so I'm saying to you, uh-oh, best friend, it's time for you to call or text the word donate to 778-782-2573. As you can see, I continue with playing not only, most times, the only song that you hear of mine is at the end when I ask what time it is, and I say it's always love time, poem time. But I thank you for listening this morning. I thank you for the people that you'll tell after you've heard. Listen, this show is really great. What they do at CJSF really does benefit the community, and that will be a wonderful thing that I'll be saying, uh-oh, thank you to you for.
Love time, poem time, love time. From heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. To untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time. Poem time, love time. Love time, poem time. Times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and place...